So the sugya is called Pinush Atos Pinush. I'll tell you what you mean. Yeah, when you there's a preference in halacha to turning to the right, and the question really is the definition of what it means. What it means to give this preference to the right. How do we understand that halacha l'maisa? And the starting point actually is Gemara and Yuma, which is not discussing sukkah b'chlal, the real sukkah's inyanim b'chlal. But we'll start with the sugyas because a lot of it references back to the sugya. So the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kodashim, and after he does the Zrika in the Kodesh Kodashim, so he does the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech HaZov, the Mizbech HaVektoris, and the only time we do Zrika on that, every year, the Kohen Gadol will do Zrika. So Yotzal HaMizbech HaShalifnei Hashem, the Mizbech HaZov. So the Mishnah says that he goes out to the Mizbeach, he has to, and the Mor is going to explain that he has to actually go beyond the Mizbeach. So he's coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim. So instead of coming to he's coming from the Marav, he's coming from the west. So he comes to the Mizbeach. So instead of right away putting on the Dam on the Mizbeach, as he's coming, Allah, he has to go beyond the Mizbeach. So he has to stand in the Mizrach, facing towards the Marav. So he's the mechata b'yared. So I'm not getting involved in the process. You put the dam on the mizbeach. Mehechadu masko. So which corner does he start from? He starts from Ikar Mizrach Tzafoni. So he starts from the northeast corner. That's north, right? This is Mizrach. That's where the order is that way. So that's Mizrach. This is Marav. That's north and that's south. So he starts with from the northeast corner, and then he goes to the northwest corner, to the southwest corner, to the southeast corner. Maslam Ikarim Mizrachis. Svani, Svani's Murabis, Murabis, Duramis, Duramis, Mizrachis. Good. So that's how the Mishnah says it. Now, one more point to the Mishnah, which I didn't mark off, but I just want to point out, because it's relevant when we get to the Gemara. So is the Kohen walking around the Mizbech, or is the Kohen standing still? The Mizbech is one Amma by one Amma. The whole Mizbech is one Amma. He could reach over the Mizbech without a problem. So does he have to move from corner to corner? Does he stand still? So the Tanakhama holds that he moves. He walks from corner to corner. Right. Then Eliezer, next on the Mishnah, says, he stands still. Kohen Eliezer, he actually stands still. He does not move. He just reaches over. So as far as we're concerned, he starts, everything is the same, just instead of walking around the Mizbeach, so he doesn't walk from here to here to here to here. He stands here and he puts him on this corner, and then this corner, and this corner. So he does the same order, but he stands still. And the Mor brings a brayse to Tanur Rabbanan Hiskel Mechata B'yard Mehechad Hoya Maskel. So Mikaren Mizrachis Deraimis. He starts, instead of saying the mission, we start to Mizrachis Sefarnis, he starts to Mizrachis Deraimis. So he's starting from this corner. Again, we're all agreeing that he's standing in the Mizrach. He went past the Mizbeach. He's standing in the Mizrach, but instead of starting on this corner, which when he's standing there, this is his right, he starts on his left. Right, so he starts on the correct. Let's just use the word correct. We want to say correct. Okay. So he starts from the left corner when he's facing the Mizbech. He's in the Mizrach facing towards Marav. So south is to his left. He starts in Mizrachis to Rami. Mizrachis to Rami is Marabis. Marabis to Fun. So Mizrachis. So he starts from the southeast. He goes to the southwest, to the northwest, to the northeast. Dibri Rabbi Kiva. He starts from the northeast corner, and he goes to the northwest. So I'm not sure what that adds in the Brisa. Okay. So more says, first of all, let's clarify why are they doing this? Why aren't they? He's coming from the west. So he's coming to the Mizbeach on the west side. He should either do the northwest or the southwest. The southwest or the northwest. But why is he doing it from the east? So that's the Mor's first question. The Mor says, that's a pasuk. The Mor says, the Kuli Alma, Miyah, Habe, Hokar, and the Pagabaresh, Loyavid, my time, Amr Shmuel, Damar Krav, Yotzal, Mizbeach, Adonav, and Mikul, Mizbeach. So he has to go beyond the Mizbeach. Fine. Furthermore, Kasher, Lerbi Kiva, Nakav, Derek, you mean? Lakara, we don't understand. So Lakara, basically, we understand. So he's standing in the east, facing towards the west. The north is on his right. So he starts from the northeast corner. So he goes to the east first, and he goes, and then he continues around the Mizbeach in that direction. I get it. But Rabbi Akiva says you start from the southeast, which means he starts from his left. Why does he start from his left? Nakav Derech Yamin. More says Akiva, Nakav Derech Yamin, we should go around Derech Yamin. And we don't. Salema, Bidur Ramar Yechesko Kamifuki, Damar Ramar Yechesko, Yom Shosh Shlomo, Oymen Al Shnei Moser Poker, Shlosh Panim Safana, Shlosh Panim Yom, Shlosh Panim Negwa, Shlosh Panim Mizracha, Bayom Aleim Imilamala, Holach Rem Beso. Holomata, Shekolpina, Shatapana, Lo Yuela Derech Yamin. So there's a lot of going Derech Yamin. Midrash Al the Pasik, there's different Machlokas, where how you see it in the Pasik, is it because the extra word Panim, it's the word Panim twice, or because the order the way it's written in the pasuk, but Yom Kippur, Rami Yecheskel says, as you said, that we always go Derech Yamin. So Lachar Amar Islay the Rami Yecheskel, Amar Lesi the Rami Yecheskel. It means Rami Yecheskel agrees to Rami Yecheskel. You have to go Derech Yamin. So he starts from the northeast corner, which is his right. The corner of Bekiba, you start from the southeast corner, which is his left, because he holds no din of Derech Yamin. Worse is no. We don't have to say that. The Kuli Alma is still the Rami Yecheskel. Everybody agrees that there's a rule of Pinah Shatapana Lo Yehuah Del Arch Yamin. We get that. What's the Machlokes? V'hacha b'hacha b'vlegi Marsar v'yafinan p'ni michutz Marsar v'yafinan p'ni michutz. So that Pasuk is written in regards to the Yam, which is in the Azara. So we have a Yesod that something which is in the Azara we know has to be done Derech Yamin. What you do inside the avodas, which you do panimis, which inside the heichel, so Rabbi Akiva says you don't learn from there. So according to Rabbi Yisraeli, you do. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't. Fine. Mor says Rabbi Akiva, the heidel yol panimi chutz, he boy neved hachi neved, he boy hachi neved. But why does he dafka say you start from the south? He could start from the north also. There's no difference one way or the other. Amar Rabbi Akiva, medina b'hau karen the kapoga bereisha b'hau avid bereisha. Really, you should do it on the first corner that you come to. See, he's coming from the west. Really, he should be doing it on one of the west corners, either the northwest corner or the southwest corner. Okay, don't reach lakish and reveal a mitzvah. You're passing by a mitzvah. V'amayloi ovid, why don't you do that? Mishum l'ksiva yotza l'mizbeach, adenofa mikul l'mizbeach. But he can't do that because there's a lakish. He has to go beyond the mizbeach. But that doesn't mean that the west corner lost its clues. Now, why is the Rekiva assuming he's coming from the south? It means the Rekiva is assuming that when the Kohen Gadol is coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, going towards the Mizbeach Azov, he's coming from the south. So the first corner he comes to is the southwest corner. He's in the west. He's coming from the west, so he's on the south. So he comes to the southwest corner. So then he goes beyond the Mizbeach, and he says, "One second, I need to get back to the southwest corner as quickly as possible, because that has first rights. So if I go southeast, southwest." Why does he assume he's coming from the south? So that Rashi learns, which all the Rishonim argue in Rashi, but Rashi learns there's a machlokes exactly in Bayis Sheni, what was the arrangement of the Peroiches. In Bayis Rishon, there was a wall in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. There was a wall between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. It was called Amatraxin. It was an Amathik. There was a wall there, and there was an opening in the middle of the wall. So you were coming from the south or from the north. And by a shade, because they made it taller, they could not build a wall that high, that thin and that high, but they couldn't make it wider, so they put a Peroiches instead. So, but since there was a suffix, whether Amatraxin was considered part of Kurdish Kadashim, they put two Peroiches hanging there. And there was an Am in between the two Peroiches. So he would come out of the Kurdish Kadashim, he would enter, they would fold back one corner of the Peroiches, because he was going carrying things, he didn't really have a hand to move the Peroiches, so it was folded back. And the question was, when he left the Kodesh Kodashim, he would come into one Peroiches, walk all the way through in between the two Peroiches, and come out in the other end. So Rekiva holds, he came out in the door. The arrangement was that he would go in the Kodesh Kodashim, he would go into the first Peroiches on the north, he'd walk all the way down from the north to the south between the two Peroiches, and he'd come out of the Peroiches in the south. So he comes out in the south. So the first corner he comes to is the southwest corner. Great. So that's why he does dafka the southeast. So if you give him the southeast corner, you get to the southwest corner more quickly than had you not done so. And that's what he's mechuyev to do. Fine. So that's one way to explain that Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rami Yecheskel's halacha, that the siddur of penis have to be limin, but you don't learn penim michutz. If you would, when you do the hakafa bachutz and the mizbeach achitza, you talk and walk around. The mizbeach achitza was very large, right? It's 32 amas by 32 amas. Just to give you a musig of how big it is, it's basically the size and the height of this building. That's the size of the mizbeach achitza. It's about 64 feet by 64 feet and about 20 feet tall. So you stand outside the building, you picture that building, that's the Mizbech HaChitzen. So you didn't do it beyond, you walked around, right? You had to walk around the Mizbech HaChitzen. So the Hakav HaBachutz was done beregel. So if you would have to do Hakav HaBeregel inside, you would also do, but it's only an Amma, the whole thing is this big. You don't have to walk around it. Right? So they would put it, he would just reach across. The chokes in Rishik Lili and Rabbi Kiva is whether you do a kaf of biyad or a kaf of beregel. So Rabbi Kiva holds you do a kaf of biyad like your Eliezer in the Mishnah. So there's no halacha of learning penim michutz because it's not the same type of hakaf. Now you're still going to have the kasha. Okay, so why? Now you have a choice. There's no din of yamin anymore because you're just moving your hands. That's not called the penis derech yamin. There's a halacha when you walk around, you need to turn to the right. Okay, but you're not walking around, you're just moving your hands. So move your hands whenever you want. So we have to go back to what we said before. And really, the southwest, the southwest corner, it gets first rights. Now, you can't go straight to the, just reach across and start from the southwest corner then, because you're just standing and moving, because that's also Ein Mavir. Now you have another Ein Mavir, now you're standing in the east. You have no choice, you have to start from the east now. But the southwest corner did not lose its schus to go second. So you do southeast, southwest, northeast, northwest, and northeast. But Rabbi Yossi Aglilis holds that you do a kaf of beregel. So Mela, you go around. You have to go to the Amin. So he says you have to go to the north. Good.
Does a kaf of biyad mean that shayach hakafa, even though you're putting your hand around, that's called hakafa? When you do your hand like this, that's called hakafa.
You're going around something.
Right. So meaning is that the shayla? Some say that no, hakafa is only when you're walking. Hakafa is only what's called hakafa. When you walk around, or even when you put your hands around.
The hakafa b'chutz. The more shaila is yilun pini b'chutz. The more it says if you would do it the same you do b'chutz, you'd vada learn from there. The b'chutz is a hakafa b'regel. So over here, if you do a hakafa b'regel, you'd vada learn from there. The first shaila, the more they're arguing whether you learn pini b'chutz. Second shaila, no, everybody learns pini b'chutz. It's only if it's the same thing. All right, so they're arguing whether kaf is biyad or beregel. You boys say the kolam a kaf of biyad. Both Rabbi Yosi Glili and Rabbi Kiva both go like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Then you do a kaf biyad. You don't walk around, and they're arguing whether you feel a yad beregel or not. Okay. And then the more challenges that can Rabbi Yosi Glili hold like that. Okay. Then the more is the final pshat. Just skip that. Boys say the ba'akim eflugi. My sefer some of the mizbech penimi because some of the mizbech achitzun. My sefer the kula mizbech penimi. The ma'akim chada karen mizbech achitzun kol. You tell me you're not one from the other. I get it. How big was a karen? How big was the mizbech penimi? It was one amma by one amma, 2 amas tall, an amma by an amma. When they put on the mizbeach, on the top by achatus, there were kronos. Each karen was an amma by an amma. It's the same size. We don't find anywhere there's a hakpada where you put on the karen. As long as you put on the karen. So over here also, you can't learn, you can learn penim michutz from penim michutz. No problem, I get that. All right, I'm with you. Kafa b'yad or regal, also not a chiluk. But what are you talking about? The b'chitzen also, there's no din of a certain seder where you put it. It's an amma by an amma. It's the same thing as the karen, but b'chutz. So that's the machlokes. Okay, but let's get this clear. So our Kayan is standing here facing to the west. So his right is to the north, his left is to the south. And the more is very clear. If he starts in the northeast corner, that's called going derech yamin. Right? Now, he's being makif b'yad or being makif b'regel. So which one is it? What is he being makif? So right when the more is clear, he says he's being makif b'regel. So exactly how is he makif b'regel? What does he do? So he starts over here, and he puts over here. Then he goes to this corner, and he turns. Which way is he turning?
To the left.
To the left. Right? Everybody with me? Right? Everybody pictures that? Right, he's turning to the left. So he's going derech yamin, because it's first place he's going is to the derech yamin, but all of his turns will be left turns. Right? Right? Everybody follow that? Yeah, we're good at that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What? No.
turns.
What?
His first turn is going to be the right.
You stand here, so...
When he's standing at this corner.
Right.
I'm standing here, right? So I go here, unless I walk like this. If I walk like a normal person, I'm going to turn left. And turn left. And turn left, and turn left. Every turn is going to be to left. But if I go to the right, if I go to the, my originally to my left, all my turns will be right turns. So, how you mean? L'chara should mean I should go to the first, the south corner, and then all my turns will be right turns. But the more is very clear that's not true. The more is very clear that the corner of Bekiva, this is not, the more is seen corner of Bekiva, it's not called Derech Yamin. And the more is got as the Kasha of Bekiva, right? But it's very clear that the definition of Yamin is not, even though all your turns will be left turns, since you're starting out with the right, that's
which
called that's called I went to Yamin. And even though the subsequent movements will all be left turns, that doesn't bother us.
With all the subsequent turns, there's no choice. So the Pina punishment will come in only when you have a choice between two directions to choose the right. But if you come to a corner, corner in the road, it doesn't mean you have to make a 270-degree turn to the right in order to turn left. Like, that's only one way to turn. That's not,
I mean, I don't turn the roads. I don't know. That's, you know, whether that this because I'll apply it to the Mizbeach. Uh-huh. Right, so here I am setting up, and the Chazal said that penis should be dafka to yamin, and we're setting up that every one of my penis is to the left. Whereas I can have an option; I can just start over there, and everything without moving, I can start there, and all my turns will be right turns, and that doesn't bother us.
Unless you make three right turns, and make it, you know, instead of going
70.
Like that, making the first turn, just you make three right turns, and I'll get you back to the court. Make 270 degrees. In other words, that's what he was saying. If you go over here, you turn right, right, and right. Now you're back to the corner. Then you can keep going to the next corner.
You keep turning each time?
You turn three rights, and then...
But that's the Mavra Lamitzis. That you can't do. You can't do that. You can't run away from each corner. You can ignore all the corners on the way. Right, so... So now let's go right there.
But that's not really like an issue. I mean, really, it's that you should start with a mitzvah that's to your right. It's not...
It's
not where you turn.
Okay, that's very nice. We'll see. We shall see.
That's clear.
Okay. You light your Hanukkah look like, not like that, by the way. You start from the left and you light to the right because you should go to Derech Yamin. That's how you let your Hanukkah look.
You stay on the left side, so you...
And you keep going to the Yamin, right? But you go to the left first. Why don't you go to the right first and then go left afterwards?
You stay on the left. You stand on the left, so you start on... So you go to the right. You stand on the left of it.
You stand on the left of it, and you take your right hand, and you...
You
choose your choice of how you light a menorah. You choose, but the Afghan light the menorah from the left side in order to be able to go to the right. Why do you go to the right first? Because that's the most chashuv thing. And then maybe afterwards, you go to the left. Mm-hmm. That's going to be part of the problem. So it's not push. Not so push.
Okay.
So don't tell me it's push. It's not push. Okay. So now, the Gemara in Tezvav... here the Gemara is talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Mizbeach HaChitzen is a little more complicated. Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Kavish is in the Dorum. So again, you know, this is south. So the Kavish is over here. Right? So our Kohen, when he would go up, discussing where you put the Dam of an Oila, so an Oila is put on two corners. It's put on in such a way that it would cover two sides of the Mizbeach. So this way, you get a Shtayim Shein Arba, it's put in two places of the Mizbeach, but it covers four sides. Okay. The more said, you learn it from Chattis. Chattis was put in all four corners. Okay, now where was the Chattis placed? So the Chattis was placed, they would go up into the Soivev. Around the Mizbeach, there was a Soivev, which was halfway up, or a little, basically halfway up. And the Kohen would then put it, he wouldn't necessarily put it in the Karen on top, he would put it on the corner halfway up. So he comes up from the south. Our good Kohen comes up from the south, and now he goes to his right onto the Soviv. So that's, he goes to the right. So he comes to the first corner, he's in the south. Yep. This is Marav, this is the Hechos and the Marav, right? So we have our Mizbeach set up right. He goes to his right, so he comes to the southeast corner first. Then he goes, continues around, he goes...
Right. Well, when he went to the Mizbeach HaZahav inside, I see why he came to the south, but why when he's going
the
outside?
The Kevish was on the south.
Oh, because he's going to the Kevish. Okay.
You have to go. So the Moorish is that we're going to learn Oyla, which you don't have to go up the Kevish from Chathas. Chathas, you have to. Oyla is placed on the bottom half. Chathas is placed on the upper half. So you have to go up the Kevish to do that. The Kevish is in the south, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have no choice. Rashi learns that by the Oyla also there's a lacha that's called Panami's Bech. You have to start Panami's Bech. Okay, but whatever the reason why you learn Oyla from Chathas, but that's what you do. So our Kayan goes up the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the right. Right? So he comes first to the southeast corner, then he goes to the northeast corner, and he goes around that way. So my kite is walking around the Soviet. So I ask you a question, how is he walking on the Soviet? So there's two ways to walk around the Soviet. He can walk around the Soviet like you would imagine. Soviet is an arm wide, you go up and you walk. So what type of turn is he making when he gets here? He's facing this direction, came from the south. What type of turn is that? It's a left turn. All his turns will be left turns. Unless he walks sideways. So if he walks sideways, he's going like this. Here's his right. He's turning towards his right. He'll face his back the whole time. He's walking sideways. He's sidestepping. Mm-hmm. And when he gets to here, his right arm is here and he turns towards his right. So if he sidesteps, we're very happy how he turns around the Mizbeach. If he walks straight, not facing the Mizbeach, he walks straight, so that all his turns are left turns. But he went to the right to start with, even though all of his turns are left turns. Okay. So the Moorish said like this. Maishal de yoy bereshem mizrachi sefarnis v'harim arabis deroimis. So by the oila, you put on mizrachi sefarnis. Now the oila needs a lachas that has to have a yesoid. The yesoid, which was the foundation of the Mizbeach, did not go all the way around. There was no yesoid over here. So they couldn't put it on the southeast corner. They had no choice. So they had to put it on the south corner. They had put it on the south. They put it on the southwest corner. So they put it northeast and southwest. That's where they put it because there was a yesoid down there. There was a yesoid down here. It stopped after an amma. So all of this had no yesoid. So it has to be above the area where there's a yesoid. So he put it there first, and then here. He's standing here. So there's a lach, you're supposed to start from Panam Mizbeach. He goes all the way around till here, instead of going right here. Alright? So why does he do that? So the So he has no choice. He's standing over here, he has to go around to the right. So he's standing on the south, he has to go around to the right. Because we learned earlier from the Chathas, you have to start over here. So he starts over here. He goes, he's standing on the ground. He goes around to the right. Can't put anything here because there's no Yesoid. The first place you can have Yesoid is the northeast corner. Then he keeps going and he comes to the southwest corner. So even though he's standing right here, he can go immediately here. Mm-hmm. And if he would do that, all of his turns will be to the right. Because
mm-hmm.
he's not on the side. He's walking on his back. There's no reason why he can't walk regularly. So he's going to walk here and make a left turn. Go there, make a left turn, make all left turns because he's gone Derech Yamin. Very clear. So now, the Moriah Sakasha, you should put Dramis Yisrochis first. Zartoises, take a look at the Toises. Dume Dechatis, Dechashaola Bekavish, Bola the Karen Dramis Yisrochis Tchila. So you, by the Chatis, you also start from the southeast corner first. She said, why do you answer this? Where do you shet the oila? You shet the oila bitzofen. So he's there. So he comes here first. That's very easy. So you come here, you put it here, and then you go around that way. Why do you answer that? So therefore, Yahweh Mizrach is fun. It's a Pagale Beresha. Shu Samak Lo Yosim Lekar Mizrach is a Raimis. Adarab. So Tosfos says, no. The Kiman, the Kolponish, Derech Yamin. Names the Kikar Bitzofen, a part of the Mizbeach, Umakif Derech Yamin, Paga Bekaran, Deroimiz Mizrachis Beresh. So he's in the north. And he comes here. And he could put in this corner, or he could go around the Mizbeach to the Yamin. So Tosfos says, the Boris is giving Madif, going around the Mizbeach to the Yamin. He's coming from the north. He could come here and put it here, which would be to his left, because he's facing that way. Or he could go round the northwest corner, come to the southwest corner, come to the southeast corner, and put it there. That's the Moorish Kasha. Because he gains penis derech yamin. And the more he says, we couldn't put it there because it's not considered that it had a yisai. So here he is. Now, Tosis is saying that he's getting over here, he's going to his yamin, and he's going to end up with this left turn issue again. But that's okay, right? Right? He's going to come from here, he's going to go here, and he's going to turn. He's right. So the person when he's walking. No, I'm sorry. He's walking.
He's
going to
turn left.
Well, it depends which way he's. Yeah, if he's walking along the Mizbeach,
he's turning left.
He's turning left. He's turning left. Right. He's turning left. So again, he's turning left all the directions to get to here because that's called Pinat Zerach Yamin. Very clear. So you're being mad of which where you go first, even though all your turns will be left turns. Mm-hmm. That's much better. That's Shlomo Moris Kash. Good. Okay. Where should we go from here? Seder Nanua. Zad Levush. Now, we will see that we don't necessarily follow Levush Halacha L'mai, so the question is why not? Everybody thinks that Levush is wrong. Yeshem and Shesarach L'mneyat Kila L'mizuch. So we're standing, leaving out the Kabbalistic approach of how to do it. So the Halacha approach says you're supposed to do it, you do it Derech Yamin. So you start, you're facing to the Mizruch. Sharehu Oymed B'shas Bracha V'halal upon of the Mizruch. He's standing towards the Mizruch of the Shul. So Racha Yoneh L'dorim, Racha L'mar, Racha Kach L'sof, Racha L'mal L'mata. Barber came, Yishun L'kaim L'kom Minish Ad Apanam L'yu El Derech Yamin. So we go to the right. So we go, so I'm now, there is a Mechloikis, when you do the Nanuim, do you stand still and you move the lulav around, or you actually move in each direction? Right. The Rizal says that you move in each direction, and the straight understanding of Allah is you stand still. Mr. Burr seems to say you stand still and you just move the lulav around. So it's a kafah b'yah, not a kafah b'regel. I just want to point that out. We'll get to that. Right. But the pasuk reading of the Levush, it sounds like the Levush is understanding that you actually move in each direction. He says, okay, so you turn to your right, and to your right, and to your right, and to your right. You keep turning to the right. Fine. Pershul Kane, Shadarach Yamin, Ratzal Armel, Ladar, Mashubi Yamin, or Kishabim, the part of the Mizrach. When you're facing east, south is on your right. I will aim nearly the Farshur Kane. Which says that's wrong. I don't understand like that. Kechush Machisha, Shein Derach Adam, Lifnois Kach. People don't naturally turn to the right. Now, we did some testing on it. I did a few people. I tested out. He says, he'll point out, you can't think about it. I can't test you right now because you're all thinking about it. It doesn't work. But the natural, you ask the person to spin around, most people turn to their left. Even though you're writing. That's what he says. And I've tested it. Most people, that's what they do. Okay. I can't test you now. It's not shy. Okay. So what's pshat in that? He says, if the yamin's so important, what's the pshat in that? So he says, as far as I'm concerned, that's called derech yamin. Why is it called derech yamin? He doesn't say. Okay? But then let's see. Kechuz machisho, shein derech adam lithus kach. Ki adam adam, roi mani adam, kishavim ni mufnein, mizrach, apadim atzman, apadim mizrach, sofen, marav dorm. That's what they do. Tereseo, bifinyosko, hativi, bimikro, loi kabana. Check it out. That's, I believe, that's how you should do nanuim. Should be east, north, west, south. That's what he says. Gam kafah mizbeach nearly shehu siyu lezeh, and I can prove it to you from the mizbeach. Now, if what his ray is, gam seder ksiva, also the fact the way you write. Now we write from right to left. I don't understand. You should go to the right. You should start from the left and go to the right. He says we don't do that. We start from the right and we go to the left. We means we're mad if the yamin to start with, even though afterwards we end up going to the left. All right. So that is that's you see that the mile that you give to yamin is where you start from, and afterwards you end up going left. That's okay. That doesn't bother me because as long as you start with yamin, that's called being mad if yamin. Means you should go first to the right, and then afterwards you go to the left. And that's why we write like that. He says, and that's why we point that up at the Mizbeach. We go first to the right, even though afterwards all the turns are left turns. So you see that the main point is what you start with, not what you do afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now he understands that if I'm facing this way, and so right now he seems to give a cheshivas, this is like my yamin, and afterwards all my turns are left turns. That's why the natural thing is a turn like that, because it's like giving a mile to yamin. Now I'm not sure exactly why he believes that, but he seems to understand. The Prisha says in regards to this, he suggests the following, which I have not tested it. He says that the natural thing when you start turning, you swivel with your left foot and you move your right foot first. When you're turning left, you move your right foot first. So Prisha says, it comes out that there is a cheshivas to yamin when you turn left, because your yamin is going first. So that's why you move to the left first. You go north, you go from Israel to north, because you're moving your right foot first. Mm-hmm. That's what the Prisha says in regards to this.
The right foot's the one that travels, and the left foot's static.
Right. Okay, so now the Yozut over here says that the Mabusha Yontav is right here, but it's a long piece, as you see. So I didn't mark that off. He says that because of the Gam Ksav Afshe Sheshura Halechas Yamin Mikomalkam Mecholosh Kshechayse Beprad Ksav Ashuris He Had a Halach Mismol Yamin Kazeh. You write letters of Aleph Beis and Ashuris. You always start from the left. An Aleph, you start from the top and you go down. You start from the Yud and you go down. You start from the over here and you go. You always go from left to right. We write from right to left in the Shura, but we actually write the letters. They're always from left to right. A Beis, you start. I'm facing all the direction. Beis, you write like this. Yeah. You always write from left to right. So his right from Ksiva is not a right because we have both elements by Ksiva. So that's what the Mabusha Yalta says back regards to his proof from Ksiva.
What do you say about Hanukkah again?
What both elements like do we have?
Like where you get the Hanukkah, yeah, okay.
What both elements do we have like Ksiva?
You have right to left and left to right. Okay.
You start with the left.
Now. Okay, so now. So what about by Hoshanas? How do you walk around by Hoshanas? We go to the north and to the west and to the south and to the east. Why in the world do we go to the north first? You should go Derech Yamin. And Allah says, why do we, Hashanah, you should go, Shulchan Aruch says, you should go Derech Yamin. So why are we going north first? We should, the Hakafas of Hashanah should be, we should start Mizrach, and you go right, then it should go south, and then west, and then north and east. We don't do that. We do the opposite.
Absolutely.
So the Magen Rama asked the Kasha. The Magen Rama says, the answer is, well, the Allah, you have to face the Sefer Torah. It says, you should first turn around and face the Sefer Torah. And therefore, the people who are on the Mizrach are facing the Sefer Torah. Once they turn around, north is to their right. So the halacha is that the way you're supposed to do it is you're supposed to first face the Sefer Torah, and the male and north is to your right, and then you go to the right. That's how the Magen Rama answers the kasha. Because we talk to do, like we go north first. The Magen Rama says, what is that about? Right? Why are we going north first? Right? So he says, we should go. So that's the Magen Rama's kasha. But the Lush says, according to me, it's no kasha. Yeah, Derech Yamin means you go north first. Right? So Noigan Lahaka Migdal, it says over here, so it's marked off on the left side. So that's the Lashon of the Halacha. So he says, Hagah, violently also in Kupaches, Kenoigam, Huxas, you will devour him, Ashikasat, the Abbasim of Israel, but it's a stickle riot to me. He said, I know, keep his head, Akavazuma, Kivan, Alpim, Maimed, Hoichin, says, Ever Torah, Alamed, the Quetta Sever Torah, Shu Aimed Shom, Im, Sever Torah, put on, he's facing to the Mizrach, and we should define it not by the people facing him, but by him. He's the everything turns on, excuse me, right? Everything turns on the person holding the Sever Torah, and he's facing to the Mizrach. So north is to the left.
Right.
So why are we going to the north first? The answer is like me. It makes sense. That's what he says. Okay, you have to read the whole thing inside.
According to the Lahush, on Friday night, you should turn to your left and avoid the shul.
No, it's in the shul. In the shul is a makom.
Well, he talks about it in regards to... He talks about it in regards to Kahanim. The Lahush is on the Kahanim. When
you do avoid the shul.
I understand. I'm saying, you're right. We don't pass on the bush. According to the bush argues in by the Kahanim, they set out facing the Heichal, then they turn to their right to face back to the Ham, and then turn back to the right to face back to the Heichal after the Duchening. So which way do they turn? So they're facing there, right? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, that you turn to door because they turn to the right. Somebody argues, says they turn to the north, they turn left. So I assume we agree with that also. Now, so the Hanukkah case over here. So next page. She started on the left nair in order to be able to go to the right. Here we go again. Right? So that's what we do. Mishum kopinish hatapanam lo yuyad derech yamin. Varmani is in the next column. Shein pirish kopinish hatapanam lo yamin. The commercial remember him. It's not pshat. El pirish nearly who kederech aksiv ashanu kaisim shum mitzad yamin mitzad small. You go from the right to the left. Kilo lechinam hayanachas aksav al derech. And there's a reason why the Baruch Hashem made our writing like that. Kimu b'kapach mizbeach, shakar no lebekevish, etc., etc., etc. Right? The same right over there. Then he says, when people turn around, they would turn around that way.
Why here we go again. Why does the nature of people make a difference in halacha?
So he says, Kenir halacha lemaisus, he says, that's hak the min of the Bnei Oistreich. The Bnei Oistreich, that was Austria, right? They talk a lit first on the right, and then they went to the left. Says, I think they're right. Kenir halacha lemaisus, pishnei edim nemonim, haksiva vateva, v'chut ha-mashulash ha-kavaz ha-mizbeach. So we have two items. The modern version made the way we write is from right. We go to the right first. The way we turn, we start from the right and we go to the left. And the way we and the custom is Bayach, we see that you go to the right first, even though your turns will be left turns. So that's the way it's supposed to be. V'chein ho yinir lila gamkin l'yinindu ha'lula v'mitzvot tzofen marav dorim. Okay, so that's what he says. Halacha l'maisa, do those things. Okay. So I'm going to skip the Taz for a second. It's late. So just you see that you see the mug and the rum inside. Letzad yamin. So the Shulchan Aruch says you go that your makif letzad yamin. Fisha sefer tara labimu. Call it sefer tzvicham lahapu penem klapi sefer tara. Look in the mug and the rum and sifkot nalev. Tafrei sama sifkot nalev. Right. So you have to face towards the sefer tara. Therefore it comes out that the north is on their right. It also points out the people which are on the Maariv, Dorim is on their right, and they actually start from there. They start from Dorim, and they go around, they go Dorim, they go Mizruch, then they go Maariv, and they go Tzof, and they go Maariv. Because they start from here. So that's what they do. So everybody's going around to their Yamin. Right? Now, while you nearly kashachazim mahapach atzma yahapach derech yamin. Now, when he turns towards the sefer Torah, means that the Magen Rama holds actually the chazim b'shabdafka turn around. I mean, he's mamish. He's facing Mizrach. His back is to the sefer Torah. He's facing Mizrach. He goes north. What? So he says the chazim should actually turn around and face the sefer Torah and then go. Right. So I guess what he means is he'll go derech yamin around the amud and stop when he's in front of between the amud and the oren, look towards sefer Torah. So this right meal he went derech yamin. His first movement is not, he shouldn't go to the left of the amud. He should go to the right of the amud, which is south, because right now he's going derech yamin. He's now facing the other side. He faces towards the sefer Torah, and now his body is facing towards Maariv. North is to his right, then he continues to his right. So that's what you should do. You should actually have a pause or something at that point in time to give him that mile of going there, be able to go there to mean. Well, recently, Igam Kane, Shemi should come in a Shkino of Atzibur. So turning his back to the Oren at that point in time is not appropriate to do. So he doesn't really have a choice. So Samela, he doesn't do that, but that's really I would suggest that that's what you should do. That's what the Magen Rambam says to do. I just want to do one last piece over here. Okay, so this is in Hilchos Chanukah. This is a Chem and Moshe. So the Maril says that there's a dinner going from left, going from you start from the left to be able to go to the right. So the Maril in the Sefer, he says over that his uncle asked him, Mehechatei said there's a din of going derech yamin when you're just moving your hands. Mehechatei said the whole thing. So he said back, it's a fair shakamor, and human, right? We see the gemara, the kafah b'yad, there's a din of going to the right. So that's the conversation. So the conversation is a niflesi moral demora. Right? The Hosam Gemara mashma behad yipcha. But okay, the Gemara you're bringing from is very clear that we have Rabbi Akiva, like when you point that one in the Gemara, we have Rabbi Akiva. The Kaida is standing over here, and the Gemara says he's doing a kafa biyad. Right? So the Gemara says if he starts here, that's called not derech yamin. That's the Gemara said. Why is it not derech yamin? You go here, you always have right turns. Right? So what do you see? That even though it's a kafa biyad, the definition of yamin means you start here. Right? Which is your yamin. So lechara by the neiris, he's coming to be mazur with the minig of not of the other minig, the neirinus, which they do like we do. We start from the left and go to the right, and there's right. So like Gemara, where the Gemara clearly says that's called going left. He says I don't know. So he says maybe there's a way to be doicher the raya. He tries. He says it can't be not true. But tarchi and the ash of the word. I don't know how the mazur. If that's the makor for this whole din that we do, is the more human daftin ches? The more is before behead, not like that, not like our minute. Okay, everybody, that's enough.